Where would you keep all the cows and everything and get all the stuff like butter and milk and stuff like that?
Alright, you get the milk and the butter from the cows. You have to churn the butter.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to do. Mm-hmm. Keep the cows in the barn.
Yeah.
Or stall inside.
What would you, if there was a farmer and the only thing he did was raise cows for milk, he would be a
dairy man. Dairy farmer.
Yeah. What would you call a place where horses might go out to graze?
Pasture, grazing land.
Know anything about raising cotton?
Well, I had some cotton seeds.
Yeah.
Someone gave my mother, a student. And I hadn't had a chance to plant them. Just to see what it looks like, you know?
Yeah.
But all I know about cotton is that, you know, boll weevils take it if you're not careful. That's about it. I've seen where, when on the way to New York, I've seen where they harvest the cotton crop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or either where cotton was growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other, I can't remember, in Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, you know, the seeds come out of the cotton itself, you know.
Yeah. It was a...
At 2 o'clock, just before 2 o'clock, because my aunt will leave, you know, she's there. I wanted to go home with her today, because I never get back with her. So you want to ride around that way?
Sure, yeah, that's good. Recorder. Talking about
is that crying disturbing?
No, that's fine. It won't last too long.
Okay.
Let's see. Cotton and corn would grow in a
field.
What kind of fences might you have around a yard or garden?
Well, you'd have a Before we moved out here, the guy had an electric fence out there. Had the barbed wire fence electrified.
Yeah.
To keep the cows in.
Would you have different kinds of barbed wire fences, or would you?
It's according to the thickness from what I know about barbed wire. You got thin and then you got the heavy gauge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it depends on what the use was for, you know. Just put a barbed wire fence up, you'd use it thin. Something to keep animals and people and all that out. Mm-hmm. You use a thick type.
Yeah. What would you use to tack the barbed wire onto?
Horseshoe nails.
Mm-hmm. And you might dig holes to put...
Post digger, yeah. Post over there.
What would you carry water in?
Thermos or a canteen.
What would you carry milk in?
A big aluminum container, if you, you know, just everyday milk, and I would say a bucket, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would a bucket be made out of?
Well, wood, and I've seen them with wood buckets, you know. Mm-hmm. Stainless steel, aluminum,
mm-hmm.
You know.
What would you carry if you say, if it were made out of tin or aluminum or something, would you call it a bucket or?
Yeah.
What kind of different cooking utensils would you have?
Well, you'd have a spatula, fork, spoon,